It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Barrett. Coming up, we'll discuss the latest immigration news, including border protests in California, President Obama's new stance on immigration, and some words from Secretary of State John Kerry today.
First, unfortunately, there is still no silver bullet for weight loss. The prevailing wisdom is eat healthy and exercise. But experts have been baffled at times about why people don't lose more weight when they spend a lot of time exercising.
Now, new research shows that reframing exercise as fun instead of a chore can make a difference.
Gretchen Reynolds joins us now to fill us in. She's the phys ed columnist for the New York Times Well blog. Gretchen, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks so much for having me.
So people who want to lose weight are told, you know, those two things, exercise and eat healthy, don't eat too much. But it doesn't always work, especially the exercise part. Why not?
Well, there are a number of reasons, and there's been a lot of research into some of the physiological reasons. And it's very clear that when you exercise, you do increase the amount of certain appetite hormones that you produce. You tend to get hungrier, which, you know, makes sense. You're out working out. And some people respond to that by eating even more than they should. But there's been a lot less science directed at sort of the psychological aspects, particularly of exercise and of exercise and appetite, which is why I like this new study a lot.
Right. This one comes at it from the angle of psychology expressly. Tell us about the first of these new studies.
Well, this was a study that was done by psychologists who are also marketing experts, which is very interesting in exercise research. They work on a campus, and they recruited, in the first of several experiments, they recruited a group of women, by and large overweight, mostly sedentary women, and told them that they were going to have them go out for a walk. And they told all of the women they were going out for a walk, but they told half of the women that this walk was for exercise. That was expressly what it was for, that they were to try and get their heart rate up. They were supposed to basically have this be a workout. They told the other women that this walk was just fun. They were going to listen to music and tell the people afterwards whether they'd enjoyed the music, but mostly they were supposed to enjoy this recreational free time. All of the women walked this exact same course. It was a mile-long sort of pretty course on the campus. They were told to basically go at whatever pace they felt like going, be out for about a half an hour, and then come back into the cafeteria and they'd get a free lunch. The researchers also asked all of the women how sort of hard they felt the exercise had been, how many calories they'd used, what pace they were going at. And pretty much all the women felt that they had gone the same pace, burned about the same number of calories. But the people who'd been told, the women who'd been told it was exercise, reported that they didn't enjoy it and they were grumpy afterwards. The other women basically said, oh, it was kind of fun. Then they let the women choose their lunch, and they could have pasta, whatever. Then they could have either water or Coke, and they could have for dessert applesauce or chocolate pudding. And the women who'd been told that they were exercising, that this period beforehand was not fun, it was a workout, took a lot more soda and a lot more chocolate pudding than the other women who took a very small amount and were much more likely to choose applesauce than chocolate pudding, presumably because they didn't feel like they had to reward themselves for having put in all the effort of exercising.
So basically people say, hey, I've been suffering out there exercising for half an hour, so I'm darn well going to have a giant bowl of chocolate pudding. And I guess the people who were just having fun thought, well, I guess it was fun, so I don't need to compensate with food.
What the psychologists think, and they did basically repeat this, a very similar version of this experiment with another group of people, some of whom were men, which is important because men and women don't always respond similarly to exercise. They basically did the same thing. They told them, go out and exercise for half an hour, or just go out and stroll, have fun, look around, enjoy the bird song, and come back in a half an hour and tell us how you enjoyed it, and we'll give you a little reward. And they put out a big bowl of M&Ms. and let people take as much as they wanted. And the people who had been, quote-unquote, exercising took twice as much of the M&Ms as the people who, doing the exact same workout, had fun, didn't think of it as exercise. So there does seem to be something that we require a reward for what we're doing. And if that reward is that you're having fun, then you don't seem to have to substitute a different reward, which for a lot of people is food.
Wow. So that's really interesting because, you know, what we're told about being well is that you have to exercise. And doctors tell you to clock a certain amount of time if you want to lose weight. So if we use this information, how do we change that? How do we turn it on its head and reframe what we've been going at, you know, doggedly for all these years, getting exercise?
It's almost a matter of changing the terminology. I mean, there are a lot of people who are very resistant to the word exercise. They don't want to exercise. They think they hate exercise. If you, in fact, take that same effort, that same physical activity, and just say, this is a time when you can go out and have fun. You can go out and think. You can go out and enjoy seeing the sky and the sun. It's not exercise. It's free time for yourself. It seems to have an enormous difference, make an enormous difference, at least for some people, in how they feel afterwards and what they feel like they need to do to compensate for that time. So if you are one of those people who feels that the whole process of exercising is onerous, is painful, is something you would, you know, much rather pull teeth than go out and walk for 30 minutes, stop, take a deep breath, and say, this is the time when I get to listen on my iPod to National Public Radio, when I get to not have anyone else talking to me, unless you like talking, when you get to go off and do what you want. This is your time to yourself, and it happens to be outside walking, so it's also good for you, but it's not, quote-unquote, awful exercise.
Do you think we should also think more carefully about the activities that we do to exercise? Like, instead of maybe running on a treadmill, and we should try racquetball, or I guess billiards is not a good example, but something else.
Unless you can do jogging billiards.
I think you just invented a new sport.
It'll be in the next Olympics. I think that's extremely important. And there's another really large body of psychological research related to exercise that shows that the only thing that really will keep people motivated, that will keep them going out and repeatedly doing some kind of exercise, is if they like it. Doesn't matter if they know that it's good for them. It doesn't matter if they know it is reducing their heart disease risk. None of that really keeps people exercising. The only thing that does is if you enjoy it. So if you don't like jogging, if you don't like going for a walk, if you don't like going for a bike ride, find something that you do. Because there is, for almost everyone, there is some activity that they enjoy. Gardening. Gardening can be a pretty darn good exercise. If you like that, go out and do it. But try and do it, you know, frequently. Find, if you like dancing, go to a dance class. Swimming is great. I mean, you don't have to go for a run. You don't have to do anything. You only have to find some way to just keep moving.
And maybe if you are putting in exercise, it's tough and less fun. Maybe you can just be aware of this and say, you know, don't go nuts with the M&Ms afterwards.
Yeah, that's also, I mean, if you really do want to use exercise and you're going to call it exercise to get in shape and lose weight, then also be honest with yourself about what you're eating afterwards. A cupcake and two or three bottles of sports drinks are going to be 300-400 calories more than you just burned. So, we have to be honest with ourselves, and sometimes that's not fun. But go out, be active, and then do a fair assessment of how many calories you've burned. all sorts of apps will tell you and are pretty reliable. Look at that. Look at how many calories are in that cupcake. Decide if you really need it.
Interesting stuff. Gretchen, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
We've been talking to Gretchen Reynolds. She's the phys ed columnist for the New York Times Well blog.